It's the Hooker Honda Labour Weekend Motocross Extravaganza. 2 days, tomorrow and Sunday, up at Digger McEwer Motocross Park. We've spoken to a number of riders, Courtney Duncan, Cody Cooper. Ben Towley is next on More FM.
Outdoor furniture clearance on now at Harvey Norman. 20 to 50% off the normal ticketed price of outdoor furniture. That's 20 to 50% off all wood, aluminium and wicker settings. Massive savings on our biggest outdoor range ever. Harvey Norman, your outdoor furniture specialist, ends Tuesday.
Hi, John Hingham here to present to you the best trade-ins in New Zealand. I've taken the best pre-loved cars from the Hingham Group's 14 yards nationwide and brought them all here to the Taupo Trade-In Centre. Each and every one of these amazing vehicles is under $15,000, comes with a 12-month warranty and finance options from as little as $35 a week. Plus, when you test drive one, you get a free Hingham chicken. Because sometimes there is such a thing as a free lunch.
The brand new Trade-In Centre, opposite the Caltex, 85 Hugh Street. Terms and conditions and normal lending criteria apply.
Train your dog with Wagon Train, Wagon Train, Wagon Train. Train your dog with Wagon Train, the treat that all dogs love. Train your dog with Wagon Train, Wagon Train, Wagon Train. Train your dog with Wagon Train, the treat that all dogs love.
It's time for a makeover. Hi, Lily from Big Say Furniture. Give your home a new look in our October furniture sale. We have fresh new furniture looks to fit anyone's budget. Like our half-price Sealy bed, now only $14.99. Save thousands on leather lounge suites. 1,500 bed settees from $3.99. If it's time for a change, we have all your furniture needs. All on sale on our October furniture sale. Now with 22 stores nationwide. Our October furniture sale ends Monday.
Venture into Big Say Furniture.
And we're back.
The Andrew Ladd Toa Breakfast Show. 93.6. More FM Taupo.
Time now is 12 past 8. Joining us now, and he's ready for the Hooker Honda Labour Weekend Motocross Extravaganza, Digger McEwer Motocross Park, national and international motocross champion, Ben Towley. Morning to you, Ben.
Morning, mate. How's things? Yeah. Get a bit of wind down there at the moment.
It's, mate, she's blowing a gale. I don't know about where, you know, you live, obviously not here in Taupo at the moment. Yeah, it's pretty much windy around the whole of the country, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about that. We've had our fair share. Only thing that's been good for us is to dry some of this rain out.
Oh, exactly. Hey, I was up at the track, Digger McEwer Motocross Park. We were just, you know, sort of putting the picks in and lining the track out. It's looking mint. Conditions are all good.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. That's one thing that Taupo know how to do, mate, is put on a good event, and that's what everyone looks forward to every year.
Hey, when I say that I'm talking to Ben Towley, everyone asks, ask him this, ask him that, ask him, you know, and I'm like, come on, man. So I do have to ask you about, you know, in Australia, Dubbo, what happened there?
Just had a tough day, really. I guess, you know, for me, it's all about being realistic at the moment. I had 6 months off a bike out of racing and just really sort of just trying to ease my way back into it, and just the sort of circumstances of the actual main event didn't go well. I was in a good position. I was in fourth, actually, going into the second turn, and some guy jumped on another guy, and the bikes went everywhere, and just one fell in my way, and I got caught up on his bike, actually. I didn't go down, and then once I got going, I was coming through the pack and was coming through a section where you couldn't really back off when a guy made a mistake, and I had to sort of change direction. I ended up going off the track and I bent my handlebars, so just wasn't my night, you know. Going in there, I've been realistic about what I was going to achieve, but that was a little worse than what I had expected. But that being said, it was just good to be back racing. You know, I haven't raced since April and was able to get out there and get my elbows up and get out of a start gate. And tell you what, though, I was nervous. It's been a while since I've been out there.
Yeah, hey, 14 past 8 on More FM. We're talking to Ben Towley, getting ready for the Hooker Honda Labour Weekend Motocross Extravaganza. I mean, mate, you've been riding dirt bikes for a long time, Ben, but, you know, what keeps you motivated? Why are you still pushing yourself, man?
I guess I just love it so much. You know, there's still that burning desire inside me to race motorcycles, but more than anything, to achieve some of the things that I've set out to do that I haven't quite been able to do. You know, I've ticked a lot of boxes off in my career along the way, but there's still this couple of things that I still believe I've got the opportunity to achieve, and those things there, they fuel the fire inside me.
All right, you're going to get ready to race on Sunday, but before we get to the Labour Weekend Extravaganza, let's just head overseas stateside. The Monster Energy Cup has raced this weekend as well. I see Reed and Villopoto, obviously they're ready to go.
Yeah, it'd be a big one. Last year there wasn't too many of the top guys that raced. There was only really Villopoto, and then Dungy was a surprise entry at the last minute. But this year with Reed, Villopoto and Dungy all ready to go, it should be good. It's an interesting race, and anytime you've got $1 million on the line, it's got to be interesting. So, you know, it's only the second time in our sport that we've had money up for grabs like that. Last year being the inaugural race, and I was there for that. It's a big event, a lot of excitement, just the buzz of the whole event is pretty cool. So I'm sure this year it's going to be even better, and the track design just looks out of control. So split start, that's going to be intense.
Young phenom coming out. I mean, and there's always young phenoms in America. Adam Cincirelli, Rello, you know, the kid, that kid. I mean, he's pretty quick, apparently.
Yeah, he is, mate, yeah. No, no doubt about it. He's been groomed from a young age, and definitely stand out of the young kids coming through at this moment in time in America, without a doubt. And he's going to make the jump up to a big bike for the first time in his young career this weekend, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes, and no doubt he'll be ready for that. He's got a good team on board there with Pro Circuit and that, so he'll be ready to go.
And you got a hot pick for the Monster Mill?
No, I don't. You got to go out and say Villopoto. From what everyone's saying, that is, he's in as good a condition as he has been in his entire career, coming off that injury he's had, so he's had plenty of time to be ready, so I'd probably pick him.
All right, time now is 17 past 8 on More FM. We're talking to Ben Talley, ready for the Hooker Honda Labour Weekend Motocross Extravaganza this coming Sunday. What's this Sunday for you, man? Is it just a hit out? You're just getting out there having a bit of fun, or you're going to race hard against Cody Cooper and the likes of Brad Groombridge?
Oh, the biggest thing for me, I guess, is to get out there and do some more racing, and I'm a little bit unsure of what sort of speed I'll have come Sunday. You know, it's interesting. I was just doing some training before you called and thinking about, you know, where I'm at and, you know, what I've got coming up in the next 12 months. And, you know, right now I'm nowhere near the form that I was in the last time I turned up to Taupo in March, I think it was. But, you know, that being said, you know, I've got to get out there and just build myself back up. And so it'll be interesting, you know, the Supercross side of things. I've been, you know, building myself up over the past sort of month or so, but I'll definitely have more confidence when I get to the line come Sunday, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is obviously going to be adapting to rough tracks again, because Taupo cuts up pretty bad by the end of the day on Sunday.
Damn straight. All right, we're talking to Ben Townley. Obviously riding the Honda bike, 101?
No, I'm going to have the big number one on for the first time in my career. So it's been a long time that I've had the opportunity to run number one, and you know, the times that I have won championships in Europe, I won Dutch championship, world championship, then I won in America in the East Coast championship, so I've never had the opportunity actually to run number one, and obviously won the New Zealand title earlier this year, so I'll have the numero uno on this weekend.
All right, if you're popping up to Digger McEwen Motocross Park either Saturday or Sunday, Ben Townley riding on Sunday, you'll see the most talented, the most experienced New Zealand rider, not only nationally but also internationally, here in Taupo, and we've got tickets that will be given away shortly. Hey, Ben, again, thanks for your time this morning, bud.
Yeah, cheers, mate, and I hope we see everyone up there on Sunday. It's always a good event, and hopefully this rain will hold off.